You are listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero, super hosts, anime, mistress of the dark, and the man who never stops talking, Dave!
No. Yes, ooh, I like that new moniker. That's nice.
Yeah?
The man who never stops talking. Fitting, appropriate, and I think it's quite catchy, too.
I agree.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send an email to geekworld@925kyhy.com and check out our website at geekworldradio.com. So
nice.
Those are two ways to get in touch with us.
Oh, yeah.
You can also like follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because we tweet.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Actually, most days I tweet.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I would say, those are many ways to get in touch with us.
I think most of my tweets yesterday were about Emma Stone and Easy A.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. How great is she?
And that is going to be what we start with today. And then we're going to get into some video games. And we're also going to kind of wrap up some of the shows that we weren't planning on seeing and we saw. And some of the ones that we were talking about last week that we didn't actually get to watch yet.
Yeah.
And watched, and
it's a huge show, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the video game preview.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this. We're going to be talking about video games that are coming out this holiday season, which is always the big season of video games, and next year too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through. I made a list
because
I love lists.
You do. You just like to read them.
I love lists.
They don't need an order. They don't need a real topic.
Hey, you know, society was founded on lists. You know those Ten Commandment things? That was a list.
Sure,
there
religion founded on lists.
Yeah, you should say touche there. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Touche?
The man who never stops talking. Yes. Whoa, why am I making weird noises?
Because you keep knocking into everything.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I have that issue. So, anyway, are we going to start talking about Easy A?
I think we are. Dave,
yes.
why don't we start off with you telling everyone the story about when you were a high school slut?
When I was a high school slut. I don't know. Was I a high school slut?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You're supposed to say it was all rumors.
It was all rumors. Yes. It never happened. It did. I tried to be a slut in high school. It didn't work out, though. Can't really do that with
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, guys don't really have that.
No,
really have
unfortunately,
that
not so much. Yes. I tried and failed miserably. I didn't think about the A thing, though. That was a good idea. Yeah, I didn't really think of that.
I don't think putting an A on your boob would have helped.
No, I don't think so either. No, I was mostly wearing...
I don't think
wearing...
the corsets would have helped.
No. I would have...
Tight pants and heels.
I think I would have been more popular, just in a way I wouldn't have wanted to
Not
be.
In your town.
No, actually, I probably would have been killed, now I think about it. So, good thing that I stuck to what I knew, which was, you know, comic books. and video games. Let's not forget video games, too. Yes, let's talk about Easy A. So this movie came out actually pretty recently.
It just came out this week.
Yeah, about this week. And
About this week.
And starring someone that we've been championing for some...
Championing?
Championing. I can't talk, okay? Why? What about me makes you think I can talk?
Well, the fact that you never shut up.
Oh, that's a good point, yes.
Yeah.
Somebody that we've just... thought is the bee's knees. How about that? Is that better? Basically, Emma Stone, we've just loved now for a long time. You know, a lot of people kind of, she first came on everyone's radar because of Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think definitely what made us fall in love with her was a House Bunny.
Yes.
That great Anna Faris movie.
Yeah, I mean, it all started with Superbad.
Yeah.
And you can't help but love her. And,
yeah.
But you don't know there, is it that she's playing really well off of, I just lost the name. Jonah Hill.
Yeah,
is she playing really well off of Jonah Hill, or is she really that funny? And then House Bunny, she stole the show.
Oh,
I
totally.
Mean, she was in most of the scenes that she was in, she would just steal the spotlight because she's so good at being that normal girl that's super funny, just snarky and she's just.
So
I love
guys,
her.
Guys,
I love Emma Stone.
She's amazing. If you haven't seen House Bunny, you should check it out. It's really funny. On top of that, of course, if people hadn't seen her in those, they probably saw her in Zombieland, which she was just fantastic in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just this great up-and-coming comedian and actress, and we just think she's fantastic. We really love her. She's got a lot of sincerity, and she's just really funny.
I remember the first thing. The first thing we saw her in was that Drive TV show, right? With Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
oh, my God. I forgot we watched that show.
Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't really last.
It didn't. It lasted like two episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name was Violet in that, and it's Olive in this. That's
totally
two colors.
Forgot. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah. She was the one with the dad who was dying, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
And then the next thing she did was Superbad. And both of them were just like, we just loved her. And then, then we saw House Bunny. It was like...
House Bunny, she is kind of, for me, the moment she arrived, at least in my radar. Because, you know, like you said, it was super bad. It's like, you know, Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. I mean, you know, first and foremost, the whole script is about them because, you know, it's about the guys who wrote it and as kids. And so, you know, they're the showcase. And then the cops also were like the other funniest part of the movie.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, the girls don't get a lot of time to actually be funny. They're more like what the stuff is being bounced off of. But but she's out of control.
I also think she was the best part of that stupid Ghost of Girlfriends Past movie. She played
Did I see that?
Yeah.
Was that the one with Mark Ruffalo?
No, wait. McConaughey and Jennifer Garner.
Oh, that one! Okay.
Where she was the first ghost from the 80s. You know,
there's been far too many like paranormal things with like love stories lately. But they're all romantic comedies. You know, they're like the one with like Reese Witherspoon died or the girl from Desperate Housewives died.
At least this one was based on something else that already had spirits in it. You know, Ghosts of the Past, Present, and Future.
Lindsay Lohan should do a movie where she dies. Oh, she did. It was called
I Know Who Killed Me.
Never mind. Yeah. It was terrible. Scratch that idea.
Yeah. Hey, she should be in a movie where she pretends that she's pregnant.
Yeah, she did that too. Yeah.
She should be in a movie where she's a nun and gets naked.
I got to say, I'm really excited for her. If the whole Linda Lovelace performance actually works out, if she actually is going to do it, I don't know what's going on with her.
Is going to do it.
Did she already do it?
I'm pretty sure they're actually moving some, like either the premiere or some of the shooting or something to LA so that, like, she can still do
That's exciting. Yeah, I think she's perfect for the role. I think she's really perfect for that role. And, I think it'll be good. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Easy A.
Let's do that instead of yes. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got to there. Yeah. So it's like we don't have enough time. We have so much to go through today. This is one of those comedies that I think they don't really make a lot of anymore.
We wish they did.
Yeah.
I think we both came out of it going, I wish they made more movies like that.
It wasn't the awkward humor that sort of taken over comedy.
It wasn't the awkward humor. It wasn't poop humor.
Yeah, it wasn't poop humor.
The humor wasn't based on sex. Some of it was based on sexual innuendo and conversation.
Yes, exactly.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't sexual, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, totally. And overall, it was very smart. I think that the point you're trying to make is they didn't have to go for the lowest common denominator
to be funny. There were no gimmicks. It wasn't slapstick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, sure, there were scenes where she, like, her character was a little bit clumsy and would knock things over, but, like, it wasn't the fact that she was walking into things that was funny. It was the things that she happened to knock over that was funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and overall, like, it's just a really smart, comedy. It was really, really well written. I thought the script was fantastic. And most of the movie is just, it's just people talking. You know, it is a comedy. There isn't a lot of slapstick. There isn't a lot of action.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic. And I gotta say, you know, I think Emma Stone, like, she really could have a great career ahead of her, especially in comedy.
So for those of you who don't actually know what the movie's about, it is not about a high school slut.
No.
It's pretty much about
A pretend high school slut
with certain aspects of actually the Scarlet Letter brought into it, like to kind of be this theme throughout.
I'll give the synopsis. Don't worry. Check this out. You ready for this? You ready?
Go
I'm gonna make it really easy and quick. Basically, there's this girl who is unpopular, and then she, by mistake, tells a friend that she slept with somebody just to get her friend off her back, and then everyone heard it, and then she became, basically got this
rumor mill in high school.
And basically she decided just to kind of own it, and from there, you know, you saw in the trailer, like, people would pay her money to, like, pretend that they either had sex with her or made out with her.
Yeah, essentially, you know, you see it, like, you see her character as someone who sees all these essentially lost puppy dogs and wants to take them all home. She just wants to fix things, and so if other people are having problems, she wants to be the one to fix it.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you know, that's generally not how things go.
Her character must be a Cancer. If we're going to look at astrology, let's talk about astrology here.
But anyways, but things end up crashing down as they always do. Lies never win.
And the best news is, you know, it's a really kind of, it's a simple plot, and what really shines is, you know, the acting and the script. And I think that's the best part about it is, you know, I like that it didn't really fall into a lot of cliches.
Nope.
There was a lot of stuff I was expecting for characters to do that they didn't do because we've seen so many comedies now that just fall into the same thing.
By the way, this isn't a movie for kids.
No.
You got to remember that even though the jokes aren't lowest common denominator sex jokes, the entire theme of the movie is sex.
Yeah.
So this is not a movie to for your kids, like for your little kids to go to. This is a movie for, like, you know,
I would
kids
say
who are older in high school and above.
Yeah,
you know,
like 16 and above.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
they're swearing in it. You know, there's some blue language. There's obviously no nudity, but, you know, like you said, yeah, there's a lot of sexual content in the words, man.
And the great thing is that, you know, there's people that we either, you know, we haven't loved in things, or we just, you know, don't like what they're in. You know, people like Penn Badgley, who's like, you know, one of the love interests.
Is it Badgley? Bagley?
It's B-A-D-G-L-E-Y.
Wow.
So that seems like bad.
It's a weird name.
Badgley.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check the Gossip Girl Twitter feed and find out, because, you know, I
we'll just call him Penn.
Penn, yeah. You know,
so, yeah. So, like, you know, he's in it, and he's actually more likable than I've ever seen him. And then there's that kid from Twilight, the Cam Jig.
Yeah, the guy who can't say his name.
I can't say his last name.
I think that guy's awesome,
and he is actually, like, you know, this, he was really funny in this.
Yeah. I like,
and,
you know,
and her parents are played by Patricia Clarkson and
Stanley Tucci.
And they are
awesome.
So funny.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really loved about the movie is that it shows a really, like, a happy family.
Uh-huh.
You know, where the parents are written incredibly smart.
Yeah.
They're written really funny, and they're written just the way that two completely loving parents are. I mean,
yeah,
it kind of reminded me in a lot of ways of my own parents, just the way they joke around, the way, you know, it's...
Well, it felt real. I mean, that's
exactly
the thing. And just to go along with the more, nothing felt cliched. You know, these did not feel like the carbon copy characters that you get from a lot of these sort of high school comedies.
No.
It really felt like, you know... You know, I don't know what the experiences of whoever wrote it was and where the idea came from, but they really did feel like real people.
Yeah, and Emma Stone is just... She's not cheesy in any way.
No.
You know,
she's awesome.
She's really funny. She's real, like, she feels like a geek in the best sense of the word.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to say, the really unusual thing about Emma Stone that's really almost impossible to capture for a girl out there, you know, it's not easy. I feel a lot for, you know, actresses out there, because, you know, a lot of it's based on your look, you know, a lot of it, and there's very few people who, you know, respect actresses like Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most time people's like, oh, whether this person's hot or not. And I think what's great about Emma Stone is she's pretty. She's not a model. She's pretty, but she's got this everyman quality. And I have to say everyman because that's just sort of the, you know, that's how that's said, you know, every woman, whatever. But she's got that quality that makes her just so endearing, I think, to anybody.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to capture, especially
for
a young woman in Hollywood.
Part of it is just her manner, and she seems very sincere.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And I like, you're right that she's not a supermodel, but she's really pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
Don't get me wrong. I think she's very, very pretty. And redheads are in. So,
yeah,
you know, that also works out. But no, I think she's great. And I think the main thing is, though, you know, I look at her first as somebody who I respect as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And then as somebody who's pretty afterwards, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a guy. So, you know, I'm just, I just, you know, I'm totally terrible about these kind of things. No, I'm just kidding.
Some of the other really, really awesome people in it were Amanda Bynes as kind of the antagonist
great.
Who, oh my God, she was so funny.
She came back from retirement.
Like, yeah, seriously.
You know, yes.
I mean, Amanda
Much
Bynes,
like
she's
Jack
got this,
Palance.
She has
did,
this great kind of, she just kind of has this sort of cheese to her, and it's, but in, I mean that in a good way, like, it was perfect for the part, and it was...
Well, I was reading a review somewhere, and someone said something about Amanda Bynes, how, you know, she doesn't have a lot of vanity in her roles, and that's what kind of makes her endearing, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, she sort of just goes out there and does her thing, and I think she's great. You know, we really like that movie, She's the Man, where she dresses up as, you know, she impersonates a guy so she can be on the soccer team, and, you know, I think...
You know, it's like that Ladybugs movie.
Yeah, and we, you know, we saw that one, the Snow White thing that they did.
Sydney White,
you know, which wasn't that great, but I think, you know,
but it did have John Schneider, so,
I think she's
know.
Really funny, and it's not her fault Hairspray was, like, a terrible movie. I mean, she was actually one of the more enjoyable parts of the movie. Actually, I think back, I really can't think of anything I liked about that movie, and so because I didn't dislike her, I would say she was the best part of the movie.
And you know, she's been actually doing comedy, like, forever.
Yeah.
You know, she was on, she was, like, back on that show, like, all that kind of, you know, and I think she even had her own show, The Amanda Show.
Yeah, I mean, she's great, and I think, you know, I think she's gonna be around for a while, too, because she's really good.
Someone else that we've actually talked about the last couple shows is Ally Machalka from Hellcats.
Yeah.
And this was the part for her. This is kind of what I wish, you know, if we actually really cared about Hellcats, this is kind of more what I would like to see her character.
She's
like
over
a little
18, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's totally hot.
Yeah, I mean, but this is more how I'd like to see her character, because she's just,
yeah,
you know, she's funnier when she's when she's not being so restricted, I guess.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny. I'm really glad we saw Hellcast before we saw this because, you know, we got an idea who she was because I didn't even realize when we were watching Hellcast. I mean, on the radio is when you realize that she was from the Allie and AJ, the two singing girls from Disney. And I thought, I really liked her in this part, you know, and I'm glad I knew her. I knew her ahead of time
and
so that I could look at both roles.
And,
exactly. Which I think was a classic move.
I mean, you have to.
But I think, you know, I think that kind of tomboy, sort of more aggressive, like, is good for her because that kind of fits her look and also just, it also fits her comedy. I mean, I thought she was really funny in this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about this movie is everyone, I mean, it was written so well and everyone just shines so much. And let's not forget Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah.
Who plays her
favorite teacher, yeah.
He's just so awesome. Like, this is one of those guys who's been around for so long and just, he always knocks out of the park. No matter what he's in. You
and
know?
That voice, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably one of the most memorable things from that horrible Spider-Man 3. I mean,
He's the most memorable thing from that awful movie, All About Steve.
Yes, yeah.
By the way, for any of you who haven't seen All About Steve, which is all of you.
Yes.
What I realized while watching this
Nobody saw it. Well, the guy who runs the Razzies saw it because he nominated Sandra.
Yeah. Well, I watched it because, you know, after Sandra won her Razzie for it,
You watch a lot,
but,
yeah.
That's true, yeah. I just watch a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
I just watch what's on, what happens to be on the channel that...
Hey, look, it's a surgery channel. Hey, look, it's the torture channel.
No.
Hey, look, it's the, I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway,
It's the Cabela's channel.
So what I realized about this movie... What I realized about the movie All About Steve is that it's a movie about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants a movie about me because that's like...
Yeah, boring. Lame.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, her character might as well be me.
I mean, really, without me, you're just the most boring person in the world. Like, if this show were just
it would be
talking,
me talking about shredded wheat.
I don't know
and
what
Murder She Wrote.
Murder She Wrote. Yes, which you know has its
and
merits.
And Matlock.
Yes, we do love those shows. I gotta say though, your sort of interest in old timey stuff. Actually, much like Sandra Bullock in Demolition Man, I think it's great. It came in handy with the whole Hawaii 5-0 thing. And by the way, we might talk about the last episode we saw of that. Which this show, I gotta say, for me, I thought the second episode was better than the pilot.
I agree.
I thought it was awesome.
Loving it. Loving it.
I mean, it's totally insanely good.
Between Hawaii 5-0 and Nikita.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And Boardwalk Empire.
CW's
is great.
CW's blowing up. Yeah, and also there's a few other shows like you said that we finally got to see that we'll talk about. But back to Easy A, I think overall I thought this was one of the better comedies I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm. Some other people just to make mention of that were also fantastic in it: Lisa Kudrow and Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
Malcolm McDowell as the principal and Lisa Kudrow as the guidance counselor, the bad guidance counselor, but.
I don't dislike Lisa Kudrow. I've never really seen her in anything that I liked her in per se. You know, I never got the Friends thing. You know, we were still pretty young when that was out, and it just kind of wasn't funny to me. And you know, she's done some other. She was in like the Analyze These or whatever movies, but I think I really liked her in this role. I thought, you know, she played a character that was not entirely likable, and I thought that was very good for her. And I thought that, you know, she was very good at it. And it was funny too because you know the other guy Cam. What's his name?
Cam Gigantor.
Hold on. Figure out how to say his name. You know, this is
a guy. I think even if we can figure out how to say his name, we should just refer to him as Cam Gigantor.
Yes, Cam Gigantor. I think that's good. Kay. This is a guy that I've actually we've known about for a while because he was the bad guy in that Never Back Down movie.
Yeah.
Which was essentially, you know, a remake of The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that wasn't an actual remake of The Karate Kid, and he played the bad guy, and he was really cool. And of course, he was in the first Twilight movie is the evil vampire with his shirt off all the time. But, you know, the guy shows up in a lot of different things, and he was in a totally just comedic role this time around. He wasn't playing a jerk. He wasn't playing a guy who's trying to kill you or beat you up. And I thought he was really funny. I think overall, like, I really liked the casting in this, and I really thought everybody was really fun. I mean, even the guy from Gossip Girl, I thought he was good.
Seeing him out of the context of Gossip Girl makes it easier to like him because that is just such a bad show.
I agree. But I think the main
thing he was actually really enjoyable in this.
But I really think why everyone worked really well, you know, obviously there's certain people, there's certain actors out there like Thomas Hayden Church, Stanley Tucci, you know, certain people, you know are great. I think though the reason why so many people are so good is that Emma Stone is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Emma Stone was in every scene, pretty much every scene of this movie. I mean, there are very few scenes where you weren't with her because it's her character's story, and it's her journey.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, she really, really just, like, commanded that ship. I mean, yeah, I thought everyone was great because of how great she was.
That's the other thing about it, that it's all told from her perspective. You know, she kind of frames it all in the, I'm telling the story over my webcam.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, it works really well, and she can just, she commands your attention. Well, I love Emma Stone so much.
Well, it's one of those things that's amazing. You know, when we saw House Bunny, and you know, we love Anna Faris, mm-hmm. but like all we could think of is how great Emma Stone was. She stole the show. And even in this, it's like Amanda Bynes is somebody that, you know, has done comedy before, has, mm-hmm. you know, sold out a lot of, you know, a lot of seats, yet it's still, it's like there's some Emma Stone. She's just so likable. And she's so, it's just somebody that you feel like you know.
Yeah.
You know, she's someone that could be your friend. You know, she's got enough regularness and cleverness and wittiness that I think she's fantastic. And the movie itself, you had said after watching, you know, there were a lot of laugh out loud moments.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of really funny
there,
moments.
There was there was a lot of moments when just everyone in our there was a little theater we were in. There were only a few people, but you could like hear this kind of roar of laughter
yeah.
over this small group of people, and that says a lot.
I think the other really great thing about this that I think a lot of people might not get from, oh, actually, I mean, I think a lot of people saw this movie, so maybe they did, but just in case, you know, you're not sure, as a guy, I thought there was nothing about it that was like a chick flick. Like, you know, there's a lot of yeah. movies where it will star a girl and it's just so chick flicky and it's really not that funny and there's nothing there for guys.
No, you're right.
It's sort of like
this
whatever.
This is written as a comedy.
Yeah.
This is written for a general audience.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's geared to for both, you know, females to relate and males to be totally into
yeah.
it too.
Yeah. I mean, the
you get to see Emma Stone wearing awesome corsets and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But like her best friend, you know, Allie there, she's just like, she's basically like a dude with
uh-huh.
boobs.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, and so many of the female characters are like villainous in ways that
and the girliest
are
character
different.
Is her little gay friend.
Exactly. And it just I felt like, you know, to me there was it, you know, it's not the same thing as Superbad, but for me, you know, as a guy, it didn't bother me that the main characters were girls, like, as in, like, it wasn't a chick flick. It was just a really funny comedy.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that, because that's not always easy to pull off.
Well, it's like, okay, in House Bunny, it's very much female geared.
Yes.
I mean, there's the fashion.
The makeover scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
in this,
she makes a bunch of new clothes and stuff, but there's no fashion show scene. There's no makeover scene.
It's the
just,
opposite
she
of
goes,
those things.
She buys it. She has an angry, there's this angry montage
yeah.
of her cutting and sewing stuff. And then there she is walking all sexy.
Well, it's funny because it's the opposite. You're right. It's the opposite of those things. Because usually it's like, you know, it's a bunch of girls in a closet and they come out and they run around in like, you
and
know,
go,
high
oh,
speed.
We're so beautiful.
And you know, it looks like the Benny Hill show for a second, except with less cleavage usually. And the thing is with this, like, you're right. She bought a bunch of clothes and then was like, you know, sewing the A's on her corsets, and usually most of it was like her like you know, pricking her finger with a needle
yeah,
and like swearing
and getting angry and,
yeah I mean, it was like it was the exact opposite of those chick flick cliches, and that's kind of what I've been trying to say is the fact that there's very few cliches in this movie. I thought overall, you know, I relate to a lot. Is this the most wholly original film ever made? No, but
it's also
I really
not,
think
it's not like exactly intended to be, and it's even, you know, like I said before, it takes certain aspects of the Scarlet Letter and
yes.
kind of models its path slightly off of that.
Yeah.
You know, the only difference, the main difference being that obviously in the Scarlet Letter, you know, the person actually, you know, she actually did have an affair with the preacher
yes.
guy, and in this, you know, it's all a lie.
Yeah.
But the general path is the same. The being ostracized, and you know, and then kind of it all coming back, or you know, things
exactly.
coming back around, and yeah. So
yeah.
Word.
Exactly, word. But yeah,
the word for today is easy.
I think overall, you know, I don't think we should say too much more because we don't really have to give too much away.
I have one thing to say.
Okay.
A is for awesome.
Yes, A is for awesome. I just want to say, you know, I thought there were just some parts in here that were so funny.
Yes.
This is a movie I definitely want to see again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anyone out there should see it. I think if you're over, you know, around,
if you're over
16 and you just like comedy, and if you're a dude and you're afraid it's a chick flick, it really isn't. Like,
no.
It just really isn't a chick flick at all.
Yeah, I mean, there are cringeworthy moments. There are some of the humor is it makes you so uncomfortable in the best way, where you're like laughing and you're like, oh God, oh character, stop doing what you're doing right now. It's killing me. It's
Totally.
And you're cringing in the best way possible.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I think you really, the most chick flicky it gets is when they were showing the footage of different John Hughes movies and how she's upset that her life isn't like a John Hughes movie where there isn't like, you know, John Cusack with the stereo over his head or something like that.
Yeah.
And really, that's as chick flicky as it gets.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And I mean, that's as chick flicky as an 80s movie is.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think one of the things that you had said I'm totally going to steal your thunder. Which I thought was really interesting is, you know, you had said that you wish that the character that Ally Michalka, is it?
Yeah.
That she played in this was the character she played in Hellcats. Well,
that's what I said while we were on the air.
Oh, did you say it before? Oh, never mind. Well, I just don't pay attention to at any given moment, but
anyone who listens to this show already knows
exactly
that.
But I agree. I mean, I just think I almost wish like they could change Hellcats so that's her character.
I agree.
Because you know, by the way, we watched the last episode of Hellcats too, so there you go.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably it for Easy A.
That is probably it for Easy A. Yeah. I mean, I think we really come out of this saying that it's definitely one worth seeing.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, and I hope that Emma Stone has a really long career.
I hope so too. Actually, let me just say a little bit of news real quick. Because of the success of Easy A, it actually did really well. I think it made like over $25 million its opening weekend. Emma Stone has been added to the very long list of possible Mary Jane Watsons or Gwen Stacys for the new Spider-Man movie.
You know...
But the thing is, there's so many, you know, this is one of those things where it's probably not going to be any of the people on the list, and I don't think Emma Stone would be appropriate for these, and I don't think I'd want to see her as the damsel in distress or whatever.
I don't want her to be a damsel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, I would like her to stick with comedy for a while and really solidify herself in the comedy scene, like, because she is so good, and she's really what's missing right now for young actresses. She is exactly what you need for comedies.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree, and yeah, and anyway, so that's it.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't want her to be in that, but there's a whole lot of choices, so I think she'll be okay. And like you said, you know, she's like strong on her own. She doesn't need like a man to be in there and like make her, you know, like make her feel like she's important. You know, she's independent.
She knows she's important.
It's like she's got the A on her corset.
That's right.
And the A stands for awesome.
So we're gonna take a quick break. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to geekworld@925kyhy.
In a world of chaos and confusion, there are but two geeks who can clear everything up. Anna and Dave, Geek World, Thursdays at noon on 92.5 KYHY Burbank.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to geekworld@925kyhy.com and check out our website at geekworldradio.com. This is the Mistress of the Dark anime with the man who never stops talking, Dave.
Yes. I kind of like that. It sort of rolls off the tongue, you know. It's nice. It's like barn door.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, what are we going to talk about now? I know what I want to talk about.
We're talking about video games.
Oh, yeah! It's video game
gaming.
Time. All right, so I got a big, big old list of games, and
they're all...
Yes, I do. And they're all... How dare you? I love lists. Lists are the best. Who doesn't love lists? You know, there's actually a list season. I don't know when it is, but there's a list season.
People have now started making lists of their favorite lists.
Yeah, well, lists
That's
are...
That's just stupid.
No, you know, lists... I think, you know, list brings order to the chaos, which is existence, and that's why people like them. It's this idea of freedom where there really is none. But that's not the point. The point is there's a lot of video games coming out soon. As I said before, the holiday season is when all the best games come out, and it's usually around November. That way, you know, they can, you know, people can get them for Christmas and stuff. So first off, we got a lot of stuff, but I'm going to talk about two games first that have already come out. Actually, a few games that already came out. The first one I want to talk about real quick is Madden 11. And I want to say this is my favorite Madden of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
By far. And you want to know why?
Because it's easy?
Because it's simpler. It's easier. Yeah. I mean, my main issue with Madden has always been the fact that, you know, I have to say, though I am a geek, I did, mostly probably just to be popular in high school, I did play football.
Did it work?
I wasn't, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. The problem is I didn't freshman year, so I never even got the shot to find out if it did or didn't work, you know? But I played, I wasn't very good at it, but, you know, I played, I was a big lineman. And I think... The thing about football is I really enjoy like all the cool stuff, all the running, all the passing, all the defense, but I don't really get a lot of the stuff. Right. I'm not good at strategy. You know, I'm not like Alexander the Great. I'm more like Dave the okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sort of like
Dave the not
yeah,
a great.
Exactly. You know, I am not Napoleon, you know. Luckily I'm a little taller than him, but yeah. I don't have a great strategic mind. You know, if I was playing like a real-time strategy game, it would just be real time. The strategy would have been taken off. And so what's great about this new Madden is they have a new function called Game Flow, and I think they realize there's a lot of people like me who just want to play and don't want to actually think.
And
so what they do is basically there's a, you know, it's either a coach or a quarterback is basically you can hit Game Flow and it'll tell you what play to do, and you can always audible it if you don't want it. Like, for instance, I was playing the demo, I was playing as the Colts, and so since Peyton Manning, they had me throw all the time, right? And sometimes I just want to run, and so you can hit that audible. But overall, on the offense, it works really well, but for me, especially on the defense, I have no clue. It's amazing because I used to be so bad at defense, and that's why I always had this love-hate relationship with Madden, because I would love it because it was really fun. It was like playing golf. Have you ever played golf anime?
I actually have. I took a like intramural class.
Really? You did? Were
college.
You any good? Well, no one's ever really good. Yeah. But the thing about golf is, if you remember, you know, the reason that people, you know, keep on playing it is it's like gambling. You get that one, you know, two shot in, you know, and then it's in the hole, and you get that one time or that one hole in one, and all of a sudden it's like it doesn't matter how frustrating the rest of the games were.
I mean, Dave, how good could I have been? You've seen me play mini golf.
Well, you know, sometimes miracles do happen.
I mean, just imagine me actually playing a game and trying to putt.
I was hoping
that
you'd
would just be stupid.
I was hoping you'd be an idiot savant. You know, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah, but you've seen me play mini golf.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I know it's not the same thing
yes,
at all.
No,
but like,
it's not. Yeah. Well,
I have no aim. Yeah. I can't even tell where the ball
I'm
is.
Sorry.
I would swing the.
Oh yeah,
club.
Totally missed it. Yeah,
and just miss. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I played. I played a little bit when I was a kid because my dad liked to golf a lot, and you know, I wasn't really good at it. I could hit the ball really far, but that's sort of the point. Is the fact that, you know, that was my experience for Madden was the fact that it was sort of mostly frustrating. But with this new Game Flow program, you know, it
Madden mostly frustrating
because it picks like, you know, my formations. All I have to do is play, and so I can actually win now. And that's kind of the main thing I like about it. There's also a really great online function I haven't been able to try yet where you and three people can actually be on a team and each one like control a different teammate and play against other people. And then there's some kind of card thing where you earn points and get cards so you can make your super team. I don't know anything about that. Mostly the graphics look fantastic. They changed around the controller, so instead of having like a button for sprint, you just like run fast anyway. And also now the right
you just run fast anyway.
And now like the analog stick does most of your most of the moves you want, like the stiff arm or the spin or instead of buttons.
Now let me ask, I noticed that you're having a lot of trouble catching.
Oh, I'm terrible at catching.
Do you actually have to press something to catch, or do you just have to get it in the right spot?
No, you just have to
hit the sweet spot.
Yeah, you just have to be able to see the receiver and make sure that there aren't people, you know, in front of them. I mean, it all comes down to, it's actually difficult to be a quarterback. You know, and the reason quarterbacks get paid so much, other than the fact they're leading the team, is because, you know, when they get the ball, there's a good chance that someone's going to kill them on the defense before
they
throw the ball.
I thought it was because it was mostly pretty people.
No, odd how that works out,
right? Maybe it's because they don't get hit as much.
Well, it's sort of like in Chuck, you know, how the Bymore is full of spies, so they're all really good looking.
Yeah,
it's like, well, you know, just some exceptional people tend to, you know, be like that. But yeah,
well, pretty people have an easier time spying.
Yes, that's a good point. It's a very good point.
But why do they have an easier time playing quarterback?
I think it's just sometimes exceptional people are exceptional people.
If you know why being pretty helps you be a good quarterback, send an email to geekworld@925kyhr.com.
Yes, we'll have to pontificate about this. But overall, I really like the new Madden. I think it's a lot of fun, and just enjoying the heck out of it. So you want to move on?
Yes.
Let's move on. One of the other games that I played a little bit of that I actually really liked that came out last month, the end of last month, was Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days.
That was another one that was fun to watch. We didn't play the first one.
No. I never played the first one. I didn't even know.
The story sounds interesting.
I didn't even know what it was about. I thought it was like about a guy who was like Jekyll and Hyde or something. But no, apparently it's two guys.
Yeah, two guys.
One's just crazy. And of course, they're making a movie adaptation, which I guess has been delayed.
Yes.
But it's going to have Bruce Willis and Jamie Foxx in it. But, you know, one of the things I really liked about this game mostly was I thought the cover shooting aspects were fantastic. Yes. I really, really enjoyed it. And aside from how good the cover shooting aspects were, which were fantastic, it was great.
So were they fantastic?
Yes.
You want to say it again?
I got to say they were fantastic, yes. But the sound design was out of control. It felt like I was playing the movie Heat. Like, it just, the gun sounded so good and everything just sounded great. And, you know, I mean, that's really, you know, the atmosphere, the sound atmosphere is a big part of what really draws you into something. If you have a good sound design, you feel like you're there.
Absolutely.
Even more than graphics.
The way it makes, like, almost your entire room rumble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing I like is that there's a sprint function, and when you hit that, you're not gunning anymore, you're running, and there's this, like, shaky cam thing. Like, there's actually somebody, it actually
like someone running behind you.
It seems like there's someone with a steady cam running behind you. That's how it's like Bourne Identity or something when he jumps out the window. And I just thought that was really cool and very cinematic. And just maybe.
And if it doesn't make you nauseous, then you might really enjoy it.
Exactly. And it feels really real. And also, the guy who plays Lynch looks exactly like the guy who would be considered the bad guy in Heat. You need to see Heat. You haven't seen it yet. It's one of the best movies ever made. And my favorite Michael Mann movie, and probably the best Michael Mann movie.
You know what? Slowly but surely, we're making it through all those movies I have to see.
Michael Mann's great. We should do a Michael Mann show someday. Next time
we'll call
a movie,
it the Mann Show.
Yes, the Mann Show.
There already was
exactly.
One.
Now I will play the role of Adam Carolla, which
does
I
that
guess
make me Jimmy
make you,
Kimmel.
I guess so. Fantastic. Good times.
I guess Jimmy Kimmel is now a juggie.
Isn't Sarah Silverman going to be naked in a movie or something like that?
You didn't even hear my joke.
No, I was too busy thinking about that combination. What did you say again?
I guess that makes Jimmy Kimmel a juggie. You never remember the Juggies?
Yeah!
The
nice. Girls on trampolines, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be on a trampoline? Have
I
you ever
love
had
trampolines.
A trampoline experience? Do you like trampolines?
Yeah, remember my roommate
and
I lived in the backyard?
Yeah, trampolines rule.
Yes. Yeah, so one of my friends and I were talking about how we should build a fire moat around it and and that way only the people in the know would be able to stay on.
Some
and...
crazy Mortal Kombat stuff.
Yeah,
going
well,
on there.
We were talking about how awesome it would be. We'd have it would keep bad people out.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. It's like a moat.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
A fire moat.
Yes. That would be awesome.
Someday, I will have a house with pinball machines and a moat.
And a moat. Yeah, exactly. And a bridge. A drawbridge.
Well, of course. You can't get over a moat without a bridge. Duh.
Back to reality.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Thank you, Adam from Mythbusters.
That's
that
right.
That was good. Very good.
That was a good...
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you knew what I was talking
about. Well, that's what... Doesn't he say that at the beginning of most of them? Isn't that part of
the
little...
Yeah, but you don't pay attention to things.
I do pay attention to things. I can't just... You know, if I didn't pay attention to stuff, I couldn't just talk all the time.
Oh,
I would only
true.
Talk half of the time.
No, you still could.
Yeah, it's true. It would
well,
just,
you knew
it would mostly
not,
just
you...
sound like blah, 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 which I guess is what it probably
much,
sounds like anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I gotta say, my favorite thing about Kane and Lynch, though, is the multiplayer. And there's a... And I don't do a lot of online multiplayer, but I tried it for this, and they have this mode called Fragile Alliance.
Yes.
And I think this is the coolest multiplayer mode I maybe have ever played. Usually, multiplayer modes, they have, Capture the Flag, they'll have, death matches, just standard death matches, they'll have team-based death matches. But I think what's really cool about this is basically you start off with a team of eight, and you're all criminals, and you're all trying to, either steal money or drugs or whatever, and then you're pretty much just trying to get to the getaway before the cops kill you. Now, one of the really cool things about it is not only are you having a firefight with the cops, a la a movie like Heat or something like that, but it's called Fragile Alliance because there's no honor among thieves. At any moment, one of your players can turn against you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah.
Because that also means
they can turn against you and steal all the money.
Yeah.
They can turn against you and have the getaway driver leave without you.
Yeah.
They can just turn against you and kill you and steal your stuff or whatever. It's really interesting, and it makes for a way more exciting game. And it makes it so that if somebody on your team kills you, they're no longer that jerk on your team that killed you. It's he totally got me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You're not that noob
who shows up
and it's just sorry for killing my own teammates, and everyone screams at you over the Wi-Fi. Yeah, exactly. I think the thing is that, I think what's so cool about it is, in certain movies when they talk about when you become a vampire, things like Vampire Diaries, you can flip the switch, you don't have a soul anymore. That's sort of what this multiplayer does, because once anyone can do that, so can you.
Yeah.
And so, at any moment, you can become the traitor if you want to, because it makes sense. You can make more money, you can get higher points,
although your status will then be listed as traitor for that point, and so people might the next game
all turn on you at the beginning.
Yeah. And one of the other things that's cool, though, is also, you know, you can, it all depends on timing, because some people, like, when you play, they'll just start, they'll be a traitor from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Other people will wait till, like, once you get to the van.
Yeah.
And then you either kill people or you leave in the van and leave everyone behind.
Uh-huh.
Which is just awesome. And I thought the other really cool thing about it, other than that, is when you do die, you get respawned as a cop. And then once you get respawned as a Hong Kong cop, then you just have to, like, take down all those guys that you were helping previously. And it's just so much fun. I really had a great time.
Let me say something about the online gaming.
Oh,
one of the greatest things about online gaming is other people's conversations.
It's the greatest thing of all time. It's like what reality TV should be.
We're lame, so we don't have a headset or anything like that. And so, you know,
would people want to hear me talk?
We can't. Well, I should hope so. Otherwise, why would we have a show?
Well, yeah, on the radio, but not just like, you know, not like live while I'm playing a game.
Oh, come on. It would pretty much be this show. You wouldn't shut up.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a good point. Now think about it. If you'd like to play me and dog
yeah.
game. No.
But you're right. Even if we had a headset, we probably wouldn't use it.
No.
But it is so funny, and it almost feels almost like a peeping Tom or something, because you're listening in on other people's
100%.
Conversations. Like 100%. There's this one kid who was on, and he kept yelling at people in his house.
No, there was a kid on in the background. There were two adults screaming at one another.
No, I know, but then he kept yelling at people to be quiet. I'm online. People can hear you.
I totally agree. It's like I said, it's what reality TV should be. It's like
there was
unedited.
Like a screaming match going on in the background of his place, and it's like, but this kid, he wasn't going to shut his head. Set off.
It's almost like we're the cops and we bunked somebody or something.
I know.
And we can hear all the conversations going on.
And then there's these two guys and they're having a conversation over it, and like and you're just privy to that because you can't help but listen in. And it gives you this really kind of perverse pleasure in a way. Yeah. It's kind of twisted.
It is kind of twisted. Though it's really bizarre, though. You know, even if, you know, there's a lot of snotty kids out there, but, like, it's weird to hear, like, adults actually swear and threaten children.
Well,
like,
I don't know if that one guy was swearing and threatening the child.
No, but that stuff happens anyway.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Totally.
And it's just, like, it's really creepy. You know, it's this brand new world. You know, when we were kids and, like, GoldenEye was out, it was all local. And so, you know, you were there around the people. So if you got mad at somebody, you could punch them, but they were all right there. But now that we're online, it's like people are like, I'm gonna come to your house and kill you. It's like, wow.
And if you wanted some, like, you know, strange adult to yell at you, you'd go to the old man on the front porch.
Yeah, exactly. But I just super enjoyed this. And the other thing I really like too is being able to take people and use them as bullet shields.
Oh my god!
Someone totally used me as a bullet shield. It was like MacGruber.
Oh my god!
You used me as a bullet shield. Yeah,
that was great.
Oh, we're talking about doing a summer movie wrap up too. We might do that a little later too.
Yeah, maybe.
So great. But yeah, I think overall I really enjoyed this. I thought it was really great. Let's
move
on.
Two games that you might actually get.
Oh yeah, totally. I thought Kane Lynch was great. I thought it was really gritty and really awesome. Let's just move on real quick. I'm just going to talk about Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. It's for all the systems. I haven't played it, though. It's out already. Everyone knows you can be the four different types of Spider-Man. You can be classic. You can be the
narrated by Stan Lee.
Yes. You can be the new noir Spider-Man, which is sort of steampunky. You can be the Spider-Man from 2099, and also you can be the ultimate black suit Spider-Man. And what I think is really cool is I actually really liked, I have issues from Spider-Man 2099. I actually like, it was Spider-Man and I think Punisher 2099 that I totally got as a kid they were out. And so I have issues of that. And so I actually really enjoy Spider-Man 2099. And I really like his look. So I'm actually most excited about playing that and playing as that character. But I think it's just, you know, it's really cool. Usually Spider-Man games, you know, they don't have the same poor track record as, like, Batman, which really they didn't get it right till last year's Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I think overall they tend to be decent or, you know, bad. They're usually not that great, but I think it's kind of a neat idea to have all the different types, so I definitely want to try that out. But I haven't played it, so I don't know if it's any good. So next we're going to talk about a game that just recently came out that I think a lot of people are playing right as we speak. And actually, this is one of those games we can't play because we don't have an Xbox 360. But it would be kind of weird to not talk pretty quickly about Halo Reach.
Yes.
Everyone knows it's the last Halo that Bungie's making now that they've made that deal with Activision.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prequel to the very first Halo, which I think is actually a really good idea because that way they could end, you know, the whole story with the last Halo. And in this one, it works really well because if you don't know anything about Halo, it doesn't matter. So, like, new people can come in and play it. And, you know, this one was really just about having that definitive multiplayer experience for people, I think even less than the story. And in this one, instead of Master Chief, which which is the first time you don't play as Master Chief. You get to be you get to play as Noble Six. Mm-hmm. And one of the really cool things about this game is one of the new abilities is they have this player investment where basically you get credits by playing online or in campaign mode.
Yes.
And you can totally customize your character and pretty much make them look almost like anything you want them to look like.
I think that's just a great idea. I mean, you know, I talk about this a lot, how, you know, back in the day with, like, you know, certain arcades and stuff and just game rooms and stuff, you'd like win tickets and then you'd get your little pencil topper, your plastic ring.
Yeah.
And like, and it's a little thing. It doesn't mean much, but it was the coolest thing ever that you got to win it by playing games.
Little parachute guy, right?
Right. Yeah. It's the fact is that you played games and you won those games. And so because of that, you know, even though you paid to play the games, you still win something.
Right.
It's way less. It costs way less than you paid to play those games.
Totally.
But you still win something. And I kind of feel like I love the idea that games are doing that now, that they, you know, you win points so that you can play in these other things. You get something for playing. And so I think it's a really good idea for the game companies, because it builds up this idea of customer loyalty and stuff, because people want to come back because they want to keep winning stuff and they want to keep getting more from it. And,
exactly.
I love that. I love it.
And a lot of the first person shooters now, and you know, this isn't the first place to do it. You know, there's always different ways to customize. You know, Call of Duty, mm-hmm. we're talking about a little later, has a lot of things. I can get like decals or like a crosshair that looks like a little red smiley face.
Yeah.
And things like that. But what's really cool about this about Halo is the fact that, you know, there are all of these websites out there and YouTube videos and stuff that are really just about people playing Halo.
Yeah.
That are like literally dedicated to like the 10 best, you know, players or the 10 best, you know, things that happened in Halo this week.
The great thing, like the first Halo that came out, you know, people would get together and have Halo parties
where
you know, five different people would bring their systems over and you'd daisy chain them together and you'd all play and you'd sit in, you know, kind of like back in the old days, and everyone would sit in the room together and play. And now with wireless, you know, you don't need to travel with all of your stuff, but, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's so great.
Well, but I think what's really cool is, you know, everyone has their own name, you know, but now, like, everyone, because you can customize them to such a degree, everyone has their own identity finally online.
And that's
for how their character
thing.
Looks.
Yeah.
So now you know, not only by reading someone's name, but if you can see them and you're like, you know, that's your enemy or that's your friend, you know, or whatever. And I think it's just really cool that those options are there. Along with that, what's really cool is you can do the campaign mode as either one or four players split screen, local or four player online. So
that's,
you can totally
awesome.
Play campaign mode with a bunch of people. And other than that, they have some really cool new abilities. The main one people have been talking about is the armor abilities. You can now like add different things for your armor to do. Like jetpacks is one of the big ones.
You know, jetpacks are big this year.
Yes. Jetpacks are in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Killzone 3 that's coming out next year.
Yep.
When we were
at
E3, I played, did I play the jetpack?
No, you did.
I played the
I thought you did play the jetpack.
No, I played the rocket launcher level.
Yeah.
I figured that you would play the jetpack level.
Yeah, no,
level,
I did. I played the first level.
Yeah. No, I played the like, you know, gigantic gun level.
I think I wanted to play the longest level. I think I wanted to play the one with the most stuff. And that's what I did.
I wanted the one with the biggest gun.
Yeah, so there you go. It's true. There's a lot of jetpacks out there. Jetpacks are awesome. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, Bond had a jetpack. Like, you know, the Rocketeer had a jetpack.
I wish there was a way to make a jetpack where you wouldn't burn your entire bottom off.
Isn't like old footage from like the 50s of guys and jetpacks, like all the smoke coming out and they kind of like hover over like 20 feet over everybody?
And you can do
that. It's
like
a bunch of dry ice like shooting out the back.
Yeah, I mean, you can for a limited period of time, but it's really hard. You know, I mean, the thing is that you can't really control where, like, you know, fire and stuff goes. You know, it's
you need like an Iron Man suit or something like that.
Essentially,
pretty much.
Well, I guess that's why Iron Man had the suit.
Yes, or the new DARPA suit in that game Vanquish, which I'll be talking about later, which also has like jetpack capabilities. But along with the new armor abilities for Halo, they also have, along with jetpacks, they have invincibility, which is, you know, pretty good, and sprinting too. So I think, you
is
know,
sprinting new.
I guess it just makes you faster, which is great. Like I said,
that's usually what sprint does.
Yeah, like we said, you know, we haven't played any of the newer Halos
because we don't have Xbox. Yeah.
So
although when the Kinect comes out, that will change.
Yes, exactly. But they have an updated firefight mode where it's basically one stage where you and friends can fight against like a whole like drove of enemies, which it kind of reminds me of like Resident Evil mercenary mode, something like that, you know. And also to go along with the customization, there's also going to be different... Oh, one of the things I want to say that's actually really cool, let me backtrack, is you know how you can customize the characters?
Yes.
Not only does that work on the online game, but it also works in the campaign mode for the game, and also in the cutscenes for the game. So pretty much, if you change your character whatever you like, you'll be able to play as that character pretty much anywhere in the game.
That's neat.
So that's pretty freaking amazing. But yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of the main thing, and, you know, they're also doing things where, you know, they'll have daily and weekly challenges, which a lot of the new games are doing, and that way
again,
they can keep people enthralled and constantly playing the game.
It's a really smart thing to do. It's a really smart thing to get your users involved online, and it can really just build your audience for it, because if people keep having new online things to do, then they'll be more apt to come back and more apt to get their friends to join them.
Exactly.
So a really good thing. I think the biggest problem, though, that people are having with it, the main thing that I'm seeing is stuff about the graphics, about how they're not up to the par that a lot of other new games have kind of gotten to, and that used to be one of their huge factors, that they were so innovative with their graphics,
right,
that it was such a big deal, so good. And unfortunately, it seems that they haven't they've kind of gone on a slow and steady chug, you know, and slowly progressed, but everyone else kind of took a leap and a bound.
I think the thing is, you know, I think they've been so busy making these huge multiplayer environments and making it run really smoothly online and making everything work so that multiplayer is the main really facet of why people buy these games. I think that's where all the time goes, why there aren't the same graphics as a lot of other games. I really feel like that's the main point of getting those games, because you get it and there's like, especially like people are complaining for this new Halo Reach that really it's only like a 7-hour game. Like once you get through the campaign mode, it's actually really quickly you get through it, because they know in the end of the day people are gonna be playing this for a year.
Yeah.
People are just gonna go online every day and, you know, get into these multiplayer matches. And
well, the really funny thing is that, you know, 6 or 7 hours, I mean, it seems I don't know whether that sounds short or long.
It's kind of short.
No. I know it is. Technically, it's really short. But like when you think about how we used the game, you know, you play for like an hour or two at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and then it started getting into these games where you just don't stop. You don't go to school the next day.
Yeah.
You're still trying to finish the game. And so in that case, then like, you know, 6-7 hours, it's like, wow, really? That's it? But in the old way of, you know, play for an hour and then you stop.
Right.
It's like, wow, that's 6 whole days, you know?
Well, you know, they invented memory cards and that helped. But I think, you know, because there's games out there like the Final Fantasy games or Resident Evil games where, you know, you can
play forever,
hours and hours, you know, like 30-hour, you know, story modes. It's just crazy. But, you know, I think the main aspect, I mean, it's what everyone's going for is the Xbox Live play.
Yeah.
And that's really the main thing. Should we move on to the next thing?
Actually, we should just talk for another minute about this. Is there anything else that was interesting?
Yeah, actually, there is something really cool. I totally forgot about this. One of their new weapons that's really cool is a distraction hologram, a la Total Recall. So basically, you can, you know, put a hologram of you out like 20 feet in front of you. So when you're running, like, you know, they'll shoot at your hologram.
Ratchet
while you
and
go
Clank
around.
Had that in the last one.
Yeah.
The hologun.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's
so I think
awesome.
That's really, really cool. And
I wish it were a disco ball that made them dance. I mean, like, you know, if they're going with guns that I've seen in Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You know, I can't wait. I was reading about the next Ratchet and Clank game that won't come out for at least another year, if not 2 years from now. I can't wait for that. All for One, it's called. And you get to play it's going to be all co-op, which we're really excited for. But also, you get to play as Ratchet, Clank, or you get to play as Captain Quark or Dr. Nefarious.
Oh my God.
I love Dr. Nefarious. Did we find out the guy who does the voice for Dr. Nefarious is the guy who was like the guy who was the principal in Buffy who got eaten? We just saw him in something the other day. He was on one of those new shows.
One of the many new shows. Yeah,
he's just
that
guy, you know. He sort of looks like he's the brother of Zelchko Ivanek a little bit. They almost sound a look alike. Maybe it's just because they're bald white guys.
Yeah, I think it's just because they're bald white guys.
Yeah, exactly. So really they don't look anything alike. But you know, I know Zelchko's name because he's in everything, so it was just easy for me to pull it out there.
Well, you know,
it's pretty good, huh?
Pretty good times.
But
actually, let's go into a break right now.
Nice.
Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to geekworld@925kyhy.com. We'll be back with you in just a moment.